kol mi'al pnei adama, like should Hashem gather together and destroy everything that's above the ground, yom Hashem, osaf odim shall destroy men, ubehema osaf oif shemayim begi hayom, v'yam mechsholosas rishoyim, shall destroy everything that causes the rishoyim to do bad. Like, I don't do that. Hashem does not destroy his world. Just because the goyim use these things to have a trap that they fall into worship of the Zohar because of the sun and the moon, should I destroy the sun, the moon? Hashem doesn't do this. Sometimes they even worship people also. Sometimes the goyim. Should I wipe out all the people that's on top of the earth? But Hashem does not do this. That's the klal that oilam kiminik noyik. The world goes along the way it goes along. And the Rishonim that do wicked things, Hashem will destroy them later on. Now, Shoil Agrippus Sar Tzavor, Agrippus, the head general of the army, Esrom Gamliel, he asked Rabbi Gamliel another question. Sid B'Saraskim, it says in your Torah, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Oich Lahu, Elkano, the Kodesh Baruch was like fiery. He's jealous against other Avodah Zarah, whoever worship Avodah Zarah. He's very jealous. So the question is, Klum is Kane L'Chochem Chochman. Who's jealous once again, one again another? A Chochman is jealous upon another Chochman. V'Gibor B'Gibor. If you're strong and somebody else wants to say he's stronger than you, so you become jealous of him. The usher be usher. You're only jealous of somebody else that's rich. He claims to be richer than you. You're jealous of him. But are you jealous of somebody that's nothing? So in other words, how come Hashem is jealous upon Avodah Zarah? Like Avodah Zarah said before, it's nothing. It's like a dog. It's a mace. So why does Hashem get jealous? Oh my lois, he said, listen, I'll give you an example. Oh my lois, or Gamliel said back to him, Em shulukha moshul lemaha davadayma. Let me give you an example to what's going on here. Let's say a man marries a second wife. He has his first wife, and then if he keeps her, but he marries a second wife. So now the first wife, it depends. If the second wife is more choshev, better than the first wife, she's not jealous. Maybe she could understand why the husband took a second wife. But if the second wife is pochus less, not so nice, less worse than the first wife, miskanabul, like then for sure she's jealous. So the kids is not so much jealous, but it's like you're angry. Like, what do? You're wasting your time. What do? You took somebody that's worse than me. She's uglier than me. She's weaker than me. What do you take her for? So that's why he gets jealous. He gets angry. Sirus Hashem also gets angry. Like, how come Klai Yisrael or even the goyim? How come they leave over Hashem? They don't worship Hashem, but instead they pick an Avodah Zarah. That's chusim imenu. That's nothing. That's why Hashem is so angry. Omalei zoinim Rabbi Kiva. Zoinim Rashi says that was a Jew. Yisrael Hoy, he was a Jew. Says person zoinim, ask Rabbi Kiva. Listen, libi v'libcha, my heart and your heart means really the truth we both know. Yodeya the Avodah Kichovim lespo mashosha. We really know that these idols are mamash eitz v'yevin. They're nothing. Shukateim. They're nothing. They have no power. They're just statues. They can't do anything. If so, I have a question. How come v'kachazinan we see that gavri the azli ki mispri, people go to the avodah zarah when they're broken, they're sick, they have problems? Rashi says the azli ki mispri means psochim holchim, people that are lame, that have broken feet. They go to Avodas Kechavim, Shenispako Evereim, their limbs came out of place. Machmas Chulim, they were sick, because of their sickness, the limbs come out of place. For Chosrim Be'evorim Mitzumodim, and when they come out, all the limbs are back in place, they're walking fine. How come? How could it be? We both know that the Avodah Zarah has no power to it. So how come people go in there sick, and they come out well? What's going on here? Who that proves that there does have some power, the Avodah Zarah? The Yosel Kimitzmadi, they come out all well, all put together again. So my time, what's the reason? So Amalai, Rabbi Gamliel answered back and said, Em Shalucho Moshe L'maha Davadoyna. Let me give you an example to what this is like. Li'odom Nemon, it's like a person that's trustworthy. A person of Nemon. Shoyibir was in the city, and he was a rich person. And V'chol B'nei Iroi Hoyim Afkidim Etzloi. He was rich. But everybody used to come and give him a pikadim. when they left town, they let him watch their objects. He was a trustworthy person. They gave him the pikkudim, they gave him the things to watch. And Shalai B'Edim, they trusted him so much, they didn't even give him, they didn't have Edim that they gave it to him to watch. One person came, and one person didn't trust him so much. Whenever he gave it to Kodin, he always made sure to give it in front of two Edim, as he didn't trust this person so much. It happened once, there's one person that had never trusted him, all of a sudden he was in a rush, or maybe he forgot once, and he gave him the code and he said, please watch my hat without Edim. So now, Omrula Ishtoi, the Odom Neman's wife, said to him, listen, Bo v'nichperenu, this person does not trust you, he's a chutzpahdik to you, so be not nice back to him. This time now, when he comes back and asks for his hat, say, I never took it. Say, La'adam, you never gave it to me. Be kaifa, deny it. Oh, my law. So the Odom Neman said back to his wife, just because this fool does not act nice to me, doesn't trust me, should I lose my umnus, that I'm an Odom Neman, that I'm trustworthy, should I lose it now and give up? No, I'm not going to give up my nemonus. So it's like this. The same thing happens by Yisurim. So whenever a person gets sick, whenever Yisurim pain comes upon a person, it's like this. That at the time when Hashem sends down these Yisurim, the Smalach that gives the Yisurim, when He sends it down to a person on this world, Al Adam, Mashbi Noison, Hashem upstairs first makes this Yisurim swear to him. The Smalach of Yisurim, the sickness, has to swear to a Kodesh Baruch Hu like this. Mashbi Noisoi, Shloi Telchu, Ela B'Yoim Ployni, should only go into this person on this day. Exactly the exact day when you're going to become sick. And also the swearing is, will I take so you cannot leave this person. He swears when he comes in and when he leaves. Ela only be yoin pleini on a certain day, whatever day it's Iskapaskin, or be sure pleini is the exact minute of the day when he's going to leave. By a day pleini, and according to a certain doctor, he'll be the shliach to get rid of the sickness. Vayidei sam ploin, it's not Mashiach Eskapast, exactly which medicine is going to heal you, is going to take away this sickness. Now, kivon shegia zmanam lotzis, when it comes the day that anyway you're supposed to get healed today, whereas today is the day that he swore originally he's going to leave you today at 5 o'clock. So this guy doesn't know about it, this guy that's sick, and 4 o'clock he decides to go to the base of Avodah Zarah. He goes to the church today at 4 o'clock and he gets there at 5 o'clock. He's Omru, so Omru now, Yisurim, the Smalach of Yisurim says, really, Dinu Shloi Netzei. Really, it's not right, I shouldn't leave him now. He's going into the Beis Avodah Zarah. If I leave now, he's going to make a mistake and think that it's the Avodah Zarah that healed him. If so, the Chayisrim V'yayimrim. But upstairs in Shemran, they say to him, no, you can't do this. Just because this fool here, this person that's going to the base of Avodah Zarah is doing something not nice, should we lose our shvur? We swore to Hashem that we cannot, that we have to leave. This is the time, 5 o'clock, that we have to leave. Even though today at 5 o'clock he's in the base of Avodah Zarah, what can we do? That's when we have to leave. Therefore, there's no kasha why sometimes when people go into the base of Avodah Zarah, they get healed. Not the pshat, the Avodah Zarah is healing them. The pshat is, he would have been healed anyway. Sometimes doctors say this today. I had my back, I went to some chiropractors, so that they all say they can heal you. I go back to the other doctor, they said, nah, that's only baloney, they don't know how to heal. Chiropractors can't do anything. He healed the guy. They say he would have been better anyway. It happened to be that day, he would have been better anyway. So this guy gave him a few bangs. But they tell him he would have been healed anyway. Nothing like this tomorrow. Is a zman exactly when a person is going to be healed. From that time he went to a chiropractor, that's what they say. Sure, the chiropractor says the opposite way, but some old doctors are this way. He says, he got cured. It happened, that way would have been better anyway. See, about Avodah Zarah, for sure it's this way. But they again healed in the base of Avodah Zarah, the pshat is that you would have been healed anyway. Because this was the time that the shvu is up, that the Yisurim have to leave you. Rashi says, it limbs came out of place close to the sickness, a certain fever. When the fever goes away, then the limbs come back in place by itself. See, by itself, that was the time it was supposed to come back. V'yehainu v'yom Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Yechanan says, v'yehainu v'yom Rabbi Yechanan. Ma'idachsev, what does the Pasuk say? V'chaloyim royim v'ne'amonim. That these chaloyim, the sicknesses, are bad. They do bad things to you. But v'ne'amonim, they're trustworthy. What does that mean? Royim v'shtichusan. True. Nebuch, the person has to be sick. There's a gzerim in Hashemayim. You have to have Yisurim. You're going to get your Yisurim. But when Amonim b'shvuasam, you should know the Yisurim themselves are trustworthy with the shvuah they made, that they first swore to Hashem they'll leave at a certain time. And when it comes that time, no matter where they are, the Yisurim will leave. Oh, Malay Rav Bar Rav Yitzchak, the Rav Yehuda, Ho'ika Beis Alvarez Kechavim B'yaskan. Listen, we have a church in our town, Tichi Mitztarach Alma Levitra. When mamash, there's no rain for a long time already, the world is going crazy, we need water, we need rain. So, mischazelu b'chalma, the head galach there, he gets a dream. The yomalu, and his yoshka, tells them in the dream, shochtu li gavra, listen, shech to me a man, that's what he tells you. Sacrifice a man to me, v'yaisi mitra, and then I'll make the rain leave. Come down. That's what the Avodah Zarah tells the galach. So the Galach listens, as long as it's not him. Shochtu lo gavra, so whoever that man was, he had the guy killed. And v'yosei mitra, and the next day rain came down. What's going on here? You see clearly that they have power to avoid the Zorah. Omalei, he said like this, hashta, like now, he have ishchiv, if I would have died already, if I would have been dead, loy amr l'choy, I would not be able to tell you. But now that I'm alive, let me tell you. Chomilsa diyom rav, what Rav said. My dechsid, what the pasuk say? Ashecholak Hashem lokech oisam lechol amim. That sometimes Hashem makes things smooth to all the nations. Cholak Rashi says means, I will say more says, Shecholak medvorim means, melamed, shechlikan bedvorim. That Hashem sometimes makes things happen that people should be mistaken. Shechlikan bedvorim, manichan letois, leaves a pesach for them to make mistakes. Kedei letorotim in olam. To get rid of them, they should be destroyed in the world to come, they will deserve Gehenim. What does that mean to say? This is what Rosh Lakish said. What does the Pasuk say? Im lelaitzim hu yalitz. A person wants to be a joker, he'll be a joker. But ulanovim yitein chen. A person wants to be an honor of humble, to him there'll be grace. That means boletam, a person that wants to do tuma, a person that's looking to do bad, if he needs excuses to do bad, there'll be plenty of excuses, plenty of reasons why you should do bad. In other words, that avada this avada zari is baloney, it's not because of that why the rain comes, but sometimes Hashem lets them have a sign to make people mistaken. If a person that's looking wants to worship avada zari, you want to. You just need some excuse, so Hashem makes it, there'll be excuses for you to do it. If you're looking to do bad, you'll find reasons why to do bad. But a boiler type, a person wants to do good, if he's looking to matari himself, then they help you in Hashemayim, and you'll be able to do taif. See, if it's not a kasha where sometimes certain things look, it's bad and it's right, that's also toys. Hashem lets things happen, that's the side of Bechira. If everything will only go straight, there'll be no Bechira. You'll only see Hashem, there'll be no schar v'yonesh. Of course you're doing the right. There has to be a Bechira, you have a choice. There's certain things bad and it looks good. You have to be a boichi, you have to know what's right and what's wrong. But that's the klal. If you're looking for the MS, you'll find it. If you're looking to do bad, you'll find plenty of reasons to do bad. But that kind, now we finish Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Now we're going to Hilchas Yayin Nesach. These are halachos now about wine. The Mishnah says, Loitzchen gas b'uto min oivik echovim. You're allowed to buy grapes in the gas, in the vat, b'uto that was pressed. Pressed grapes in the presser, you're allowed to buy those grapes. And the chiddush is, and the guy is a goy now. Min oivik chovim from a goy, and the chiddush is not called the yayin nesach yet. Even though the way you're doing the wine press is that after you press the wine of the grapes a little bit, you gather the grapes together again, and you put it down like in the middle apple, and there's another big pile. You put them all together again to press them down a second time. Even though the goy now came and picked up all the grapes and probably touched all the juice there and picked up all the grapes and put them down in the pile again, still it's mutter to buy it off a goy. There's no issa yayin nesach yet. Our Mishnah at least holds, v'yayin oisa yayin nesach. When does the wine have a shame wine? that it would be an Isra of Yain Nesef since the guy is touching it, Ad Sheyorad Labor, until it goes down to the bor. In other words, there was a vat first that they put the grapes and they crushed the grapes. So when it's in the vat, it's not called Yain. After it leaves the vat, then in front of the vat there's a ditch. That's where they store the wine. The juice now runs down into the bor. When it comes into the bor, that's called wine. Then if a guy would touch the wine there, that would be Yain Nesach. Now, Yorad Labor, once this wine comes down to the pit, Masha Labor also. If the guy touched the wine now in the bor, the wine in the bor now, that's called wine. That has an Issa Yain Nesach on it. But the Asham Mutta, the wine that's still left in the vat, in the wine press, that's not Ksud wine. That's what our Mishnah holds. Let's see, Rashi says, Gas Buta, Shebiato Vedorcha Vikhovim. A guy was pressing the grapes. So you're allowed to buy these grapes or buy the juice that's there. Shunaitel Anov Minoi picked up the grapes. Mitoich Yain in the middle of the wine, Badoshim Shagash, a Kermish, with some type of kli there that they pick up these things. And Vendoisna Tapuach means Asifas Galanovim. He made another pile, I like to press it down a second time, a pile of grapes. Shetachas HaKor underneath the beam, Kore Tapuach. Here. So now, V'ksova Tanah Didan, our Tanah holds, V'yehevi Yain Nesach HaChiyor Labor. That's Bechlal, not called wine. So if even though the guy is touching it, it doesn't have the Issa of Yain Nesach until the juice goes into the bor, the pit in front of this. Now, one Mashu Bor also, Yim Nogaboy. Why does it become us? Only if the guy touches it. Because if the juice would drip down into the bor and no guy would touch it, it's still be kosher. It's only if the guy now goes and touches the wine in the bor, that becomes the Yain Nesach. That's the Yisrael that Midi Rabbonim there's a lochon, any wine that a guy touches has an Issa of Yain Nesach. Midi Yerais, it's only us if the guy, like, shakes the wine in front of the Avodah Zorah, or at least shakes it with a das, with intentions of worshipping the Avodah Zorah. That's a shell that he has to be in front of the Avodah Zorah or not. Shikshik was in the Gemara. If he shakes the wine, l'shem Avodah Zorah, that could be Yosef Yeraisa. But once the guy does not shake the wine itself, there's no Yosef Yeraisa. If he touches wine, it's only Yosef Midrabonin. But that's the loch, it's Xerom. Anytime a guy touches the wine, it becomes Yosef. So here, once the guy touches this wine in the bor, in the ditch, that's called wine, that's Nisi Yai Nesach. In other words, we call the Machre Chain Bor, Rosh Hashanah's bor, a vat, a pit, Hoye Oysen Lefnei HaGas, in front of the vat, they would make a pit. V'akli Nosen Shom, some people have barrels there, V'kabla Yayin, and V'yeh Shom, Shetochen HaBor Besit, some would line it with lime. V'ayayin Mishtam B'toich, and he could use the pit itself to store the wine in it. V'yayin Ma B'tipa, it doesn't get lost, because it's lined with lime. Yehu Bosit. Says the Rish, the Mishnah of the Chiddush, that wine is not called when the juice leaves the grapes, but Kozman is still mixed up in the same vat with the grapes, is not called wine until it goes into the bor by itself. Now the Mishnah says, Dorchim imoivi kechotim begas. A Jew is allowed to work for a goy, with the goy, pressing the wine in a goyish gas. So Rashi says, Dorchim imoivi kechotim begas. For lawyer mean, first of all, the Chiddush is we do not say Mishtake Bisuria No. You're getting paid with working with Yisuria No, which would be Yosa. In other words, let's say it would be called Yain Nesach now, so you're not allowed to work with Yain Nesach, because Yain Nesach is Yosef Hano. You can't get pay for working with it. So it would have been Yosa. But again, the Chiddush our Mishnah holds that Bishas, the wine, is in the vat, it's not called wine, it's not Yosa, it's not Yosef Hano. Therefore, you're allowed to work for the guy, you're allowed to take pay. You're not working with Yisur Yano. The Afilu B'shtir, Rashi says, Sovrei Tana D'Shori. Our Tana, you can even drink this wine, Kol Zaman Shlo Yarod Labor. Therefore, it's not called Yisur Yano yet, it's not called Yain Nesach. You're allowed to work with him and receive pay. Secondly, you Mishum Gurum Tumaleka, will soon see how Mishnah holds. You're not allowed to cause Chulin to become Tomei in Eretz Yisrael. But here you don't have it. Even though the vat is Tomei, and when these grapes come into the vat and become Tomei, Shemishor Shedorach V'movit Chavim, the second the guy started to press the grapes, Mat, Nitmu, then the grapes became Tomei. Like some juice comes out, that juice that comes out is the Machsha, the grapes, the Kabbal Tumah, and they become Tomei right away from the vat. So it's like the guy was first metama all his grapes.
So according to Rashi, the Jew cannot be the first one to press the grapes, because then the Jew would be metama the grapes. But you have to first let the goy start to press the grapes. So the goy is metama all the grapes. Now a Jew can help along, because the Jew is not doing the avera of being metamarit. Are you mishum misayeya to the other avera? Are you helping the goy doing an avera? The Torah says, leka, there's no problem here. That's not an avera for goy. A goy has no issa not to be metama peris. Only a Jew has this issa. Therefore, we'll soon see if you have a Jew that's chashid to make his grapes petuma, you're not allowed to help him press the grapes. Because by a Jew, you'd be misayeya, you'd be over your avera. But if a goy is doing it, the goy has no issa. So once the goy was metama the grapes already, that the Mishnah says, dorchim and morvikachovim bagas. A Jew now is allowed to come and help, even for pay, to get money, to help the goy press his grapes.
Why am I make a look?
Now the Mishnah says, the Vishno, avoloi boits from imoi. But a Jew is not allowed to work with the goy when he cuts off the grapes off the vine.